A dozen years ago, Maui Brewing came to life as a new entry to the tiny world of craft brewing in Hawaii. Today, that world is no longer quite so tiny, and neither's Maui Brewing. Garrett Marrero and his wife, Melanie Oxley, founded the company. Garrett's still the CEO and joins us this morning in our studios in Oahu. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here. It's always nice to come to Oahu and see friends. So,
I just wanted to start with a little sense of perspective. I spoke to you on the conversation a little more than 5 years ago, and you explained a bit of how you grew up in San Diego, went to college in Davis, worked in San Francisco for a while, but a common denominator was really enjoying craft beer along the way. And I wanted to play a little clip of you talking about that passion and how you turned that into your business here in Hawaii because you saw an opportunity for local craft beer.
You learn a lot about a culture through its food and through its drink, and I always like to develop a relationship that way. So I saw a little niche for making great quality beer locally, sure enough, here we are, 7.5, almost 8 years later, a little over 20,000 barrels we'll do this year, and just keeps growing.
And you chuckled on that because you've just kept growing. You're at about double that
level. Yeah, 2.5 times almost. We'll do about 53,000 barrels this year in the state of Hawaii. So, I was actually chuckling too. I sound like a baby, to me at least. It's kind of funny. So
what's different now than 5 years ago for you?
I could say the world is different. At the same time, it's very much the same. And I think in go with the same first. We're still brewing our beer locally. We still have a very heavy focus on authenticity. I still strongly believe that you develop a relationship with a culture through its food and beer, food and drink, I should say. It's very different in that now we have a team of a little over 400 on our team here at Maui Brewing Company across now. Our restaurant in Waikiki, we'll be building in Kailua this coming year. We've got the original brew pub still running, and we have our production brewery in Kihei that I think we hadn't even just started maybe designing when I last spoke with you. So we're coming up on a 3-year anniversary there. So, yeah.
And how is it finding good quality employees for you?
It can be difficult here. I mean, I think we're operating in some of the lowest unemployment numbers we've had in a decade at least. I read the statistics from UHERO that Carl Bonham and his team put together, and it's a kind of a bleak picture for trying to find teams sometimes. Good team members that have had the experience or that we can develop. But I think that as our company has grown and as our commitment has remained the same to authenticity and the integrity behind our company and what we do for the community, we actually do from that attract a great quality employee to join our team.
So that hasn't been a cap on your ability to grow?
No, it hasn't been a cap. It just it certainly can sometimes be stressful for our management team.
Sure.
Really to find exactly the right person. But, there's one thing. If we've got someone who's applying that just loves beer, has a passion for what we do, or even has a common belief system, whether that be sustainability, whether that be local, whether that be, even a passion for wine, we can't teach passion. We can teach the other skill sets. And so, that's what we seek first, I would think, or that I would say is a passion first, and then we'll teach you everything else.
And that local aspect still using spent grain for local farmers, ranchers,
absolutely,
bakery.
just a lot more of it. Yeah. So, we have a lot of different farmers on Maui come and pick up with their end dumps. They'll pick up 20 tons of grain at a time and use it for cattle feed, for composting, all kinds of uses. We're also working on a pilot project to create like a biogas digestion facility so that we can use that spent grain as a feedstock to produce gas, biogas, that would then turn a turbine to create sustainable energy. So it'd be a really cool concept.
Because you're already solar at the Kihei facility, yeah?
Yeah, so our first system we lit off, I think, last year. This year we'll put on another 0.5 megawatt, and then next year I think another 600 kW. That'll, I think, accumulate somewhere around 1.2 megawatts, somewhere along those lines. And then once we're done with that project late next year, early 2019, we will run in a grid-independent mode where we'll produce 100% of our electricity via PV and storing in Tesla power packs, the very large batteries.
Yeah. One other difference, 2012 and now. 2012, you were named Small Businessman of the Year on Maui.
Mm-hmm.
And this past year, you and Melanie were named National Small Business People of the Year. What'd you learn from that experience?
It was a really humbling experience. You can see I get chills even still thinking of it. You know, any award is always awesome. You know, it's that pat on the back, and sometimes it comes at a point where you really need it that day. You know, whether you're just stressed out or you've had a long week or something's not going right or maybe to plan. So that award helps kind of carry you through. You know, we were selected in 2012, or I was, for the Small Business Person of the Year for Maui. Then in 2017, my wife and I were selected for Hawaii State. And then as a state winner, you go to compete at the national level, which you have no idea if you win until they announce it at the awards ceremony in D.C. So I was encouraged to go to represent Hawaii, and I went ahead and did that, and I found out that we won there, and it was just an amazing experience. I can't really put it in words because you don't really count on it, and you never think it's going to happen, and then it does, and it's like, well, I wasn't even trying for that. I just wanted to do what we do.
Right.
Yeah, so it was fun.
You know, as a small business person, one of the things that you certainly have done, you and Melanie, is influence laws, regulations, changes that have taken place in the landscape. Sometimes there's a hesitation in small business, particularly here in Hawaii, to try to change some things. What would you say are some things, I don't know if it's lessons or things that you have picked up along the way or used?
Sure. Yeah, we've been a part of legislation to, you know, one, introduce retail law or retail capability for brew pubs, which basically meant that you'd be allowed to package and sell that beer to go from your restaurant. We were also part of the growler law that introduced growlers to the state of Hawaii. We also we raised the barrel cap twice, and then we ended up eliminating it. And that actually shows a progression of my development where initially I said, oh, well, we're up against this limit. Let's raise the limit. So we raised the limit. 2 years later, we're up against the limit again. Raise the limit again. Then 2 years later, we're up against that limit. And I said, why do we have a limit? Let's just get rid of it this time. And it shows my growth as a business person, where originally I was working within the box. And I then learned to think much better outside the box.
So on that transformational thinking, when you look at Hawaii as a small businessman, mm-hmm. what needs to shift? What needs to change? What needs more of that out-of-the-box thinking?
I think a lot of things. I think primarily around beverage, and obviously that's my world,
sure.
Alcohol beverage industry. But I would also say generally manufacturing. You know, we put a big emphasis in the state on service industry for good reason, of course, mm-hmm. But also military, technology, film. Manufacturing is one of the things that I think can completely shift the economy here in Hawaii and be a positive shift, of course. But can be done very simply, but it's not as sexy as film. It's not as sexy as tech and some of these others that we focus on for incentives and other things. So, you know, from whether it be employment on the labor law side, whether it be shipping through Jones Act, such, that's an interesting topic. Argue for and against on that one. But then also, you know, there's a lot of subsidies that are out there for other industries that don't really exist for manufacturing. HTDC and they have the MAP grant, the Manufacturing mm-hmm. Assistance Program. That's a really great step in the right direction, where a manufacturing business can get a grant for up to $100,000 or 20% of an expense for a piece of equipment that increases their manufacturing capability. So I think that's a great step in the right direction, but really to do it right, it's got to be bigger numbers. And the reason I like manufacturing is that they diversify our industry that is so heavily weighted in a couple of directions, but then they are typically family-level wage jobs that pay great benefits, that have retirement plans. And in manufacturing, if you hire the right person, develop the right person, they're there for a long time, and that's a good thing.
Garrett, thanks so much for coming in. Garrett Marrero is founder and CEO of Maui Brewing.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to having a beer with you one of these days.
You bet.